Hey, I'm Julie Johnson, and welcome to the Julie Johnson Podcast for the Business Gal. I am a teen entrepreneur, CEO, and founder of Julie Johnson Creative, a social media marketing agency. And this podcast is for you if you're the type of gal who wants to turn your passion into a business. Now let's talk social media, business, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, and so much more just for you from me every single week. Now, without further ado, let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is my first episode ever, besides my trailer, and I just wanted to do a entrepreneurial tag because this way you can get to know me and my business and more about who I am so you aren't just listening to a stranger. The first question is, tell us who tagged you and where you can find their video. That is a great question because I actually found this tag on YouTube, and because this is a YouTube tag actually, but I'm just using it for my podcast just so you guys can get to know me, but it was originally from Dr. Tracy Timberlake on YouTube. I found it through her. Obviously, this tag isn't a super popular tag. I've only seen a few videos about it, but her video is from 2016, so it's been quite a time, but there you go. That is who I found it from. I wouldn't necessarily say she tagged me. She did mention how it is for everyone, so I guess technically she tagged me. I don't know. But moving on to the second question. Now, tell us who you are and what you do. So, who I am and what I do is I'm Julie Johnson. I am a teen entrepreneur of Julie Johnson Creative, which is a social media marketing agency. And with this company or business, whatever you want to call it, I specifically work on Instagram marketing. That's what I offer at the moment. Now, I am thinking of transitioning or adding a branding package to my business because I've noticed personal branding is such a big thing, and it comes naturally to me, but to others, it can be confusing or they just don't know much about it. So I would love to help others find their own personal brand and incorporate it into their own business online. So that's just a little sneak peek at what's coming up. But that's a little bit about who I am and what I do. I guess all there is left to say is I'm 17 years old. This is kind of like a part-time job, side hustle, something like that, because I also work at Tilly's, which is a clothing store at my mall. I don't know how big it is, really. I just know when it came to my city, it was a big deal. So Tilly's is also a side job, so I work at Tilly's and then my business. There you go. There's a little bit about me. The third thing is favorite thing about being an entrepreneur. I think my most favorite thing about being an entrepreneur is probably the fact that I can work for myself and I can set my own hours, and also results. I'm a very, I've always worked a just regular part-time job all throughout my life, and then I started this business when I was 16, almost 17, so a few months ago, and I realized that putting in time and effort into something that I'm passionate about that I don't necessarily get to do at a regular part-time job, such as a restaurant or a gas station, all previous jobs I've had, I get to actually do something I'm passionate about and help others. And then, of course, the result side is through helping others, I get to see them accomplish their own goals. And I'm a very result-oriented individual, so I would say. And I do love seeing results. So seeing not only my hard work pay off, but seeing the satisfaction that my clients get once they reach their goals as well, it is such a satisfying feeling. So I really love helping others. I really love to just be my own boss. Of course, everyone says that when saying they love to be an entrepreneur, but it truly is so fulfilling, especially since you get to choose what times you do this. It's you set your own hours, and it's great, especially for me, because I really have such a busy schedule. So I set aside time. I'm going to do this here, and so on. So my fourth question, oh my Lord, my fourth question is, the least favorite thing about being in my business. I think my least favorite thing, wow words, is probably that you have to be very self-motivated. And in a time like this, I'm still in quarantine and it can be really hard to stay motivated, especially if I'm cooped up in my house all day. And I do love what I'm doing. I'm passionate about it. I'm naturally a self-motivated person. But of course, there's times when I have to push myself to do things that I don't necessarily want to do at that moment. Because I will admit, I'm a huge procrastinator, as I know a lot of us out there are. Let's just say that, that basically sums it up. Like, I am very self-motivated, but I still have to do things that I don't always want to do. But there are deadlines, and I'm really the only one pushing myself. It's not like I have a boss above me telling me, you're going to get fired if you don't do this, or all those things that a regular, traditional job, I guess, would do, right? So I would simply say that probably being your own boss is my favorite part, but it can also have a downside of just you having to do a lot on your own in terms of pushing yourself. So the fifth question is, how long have you been an entrepreneur? So I got this idea during quarantine, so it really hasn't been a long time. It was about April that I started pushing myself to really start this business and launch it off, and it's now July. And then in May, it was the end of May is when I really started getting into it. June was when I launched. And then July, here we are. So that's 4 months. That's when I started. And now here I'm at. So it's been about 4 months since I've had this business. Officially 2 months if you count my launch day of June 1st. But of course, I did a huge pre-launch campaign. And I would technically say that as starting because I was very much involved in this business. And I was working with clients, like beta clients, I guess you could say. Alright, so sixth question is, first person you hired besides your coaches and mentor. So the first client I had was actually a graphic designer. She was on Facebook and she asked me just for some advice on her Instagram, and I gladly gave it to her. She wasn't a paying client per se, but she was my first client that gave me my first testimonial. I really helped her out. I gave her advice, gave her a lot of crucial information that helped her in the long run of her graphic design business. So that was really helpful. It was kind of a mutual thing, me learning how to deal with clients, even though she wasn't paying me. It was more of a beta run. You see where I'm getting at? My first official paying client, though, would be a individual that I'm still working with. I was featured on his podcast, and I basically spoke about social media marketing on his podcast, and afterwards he reached out to me and was like, I would really like you to help me with my podcast business. So with that, I was really excited. I jumped right in, and we've been working together for 2 months going on three. So it's really great to see that mutual, to see this relationship that we have grow through Julie Johnson Creative and Network and everything like that. So I think that's so awesome. And he was my first paying customer. So there you go. The seventh question, yes, is, tell the truth, how many hours of sleep do you really get a night? So I have been working on my sleep schedule a lot lately. I try to get at least 8 hours, which is, of course, ideal in terms of what Google may say and what experts say. But I'll be honest, it's extremely hard. I don't always have the, I always have things to do. And I know if I can't get it done during the day, but there's deadlines, I want to do it at night, but I'm tired and I don't give my best effort. So it's kind of a tricky situation, but I'm trying really hard to this day. I can tell you this, the first 2 weeks of my business, I'm pretty sure I got 4 hours of sleep, probably for each week. It was terrible. I didn't have sleep, but I was so excited and I was so pumped to just ready to get started. I was always working on my website, and websites can be complicated, I know. And I was just working on gaining clients and the onboarding process and putting in my best work with client work. So I was very busy. Of course, I had a lot more time then. So I spent hours and hours, at least 12 hours a day working on it, most likely more. I usually have like 16 to 20 hour work days, which sounds insane, but that's the price of starting your own business. Price, that sounds like a negative word. That is the result. I guess I don't know the right word to use, but that's just what happens. So the eighth question is, how many Facebook groups do you belong to? No shame here. Okay, I will be honest. I'm a part of way too many to count. Now, with that said, I don't always engage with all of them because I'm not on Facebook as much as you would think. I'm on Facebook maybe once a day, checking in on updates, looking at Messenger, things of that nature. And when I do go on groups, it's usually to catch up with all the latest news and then engage. But because I'm in so many, I can only engage with a specific few that I mainly focus on. And if I do have extra time, of course, I go through however many that I haven't prioritized lately. So that's kind of how my Facebook group process goes. I know everyone, most entrepreneurs I know, they do follow a lot of Facebook groups. No shame, because that's just how it is. Networking is a huge part of business. Now, number nine asks, what do you wear on an everyday basis? So it really depends. If I'm feeling super motivated and I know I have a lot to get done, I do wear like work clothes, quote unquote, business casual, even though I'm just sitting in my house in quarantine, because it makes me feel as if I'm in an office and I'm really getting my stuff done, I'm really getting what I need to get done, and I just feel way more put together. Otherwise, I do just wear regular clothes. I never stay in my pajamas. I always get changed, but it may not be work clothes, quote unquote. So that is what I wear on an everyday basis. If you look at my Instagram story, I do a lot of daily videos of just me talking, so you could see, so you would be able to see what I'm wearing and things of that nature, right? So the 10th question is, entrepreneur crush? Oh, I was not expecting that question. I don't have an entrepreneur crush. I didn't know that was really a thing. I have a lot of entrepreneur friends just because of a community I was involved in called Teen Boss Babes. And it was females working together to really grow their business and spread the word about being a teen entrepreneur, right? So that was really cool. And I met a lot of people from there, but I don't have an entrepreneur crush. I didn't know that was a question on here, because honestly, I didn't look through the questions. I just saw the entrepreneur tag and I thought this would be great for a get to know me video. All right, so number 11 asks, if you could collaborate with any other entrepreneur in the world, past or present, who would it be and why? All right, so I would probably say Oprah Winfrey, because she is literally amazing. She started from scratch and grew herself into such an icon. I have no words for how amazed I am with her success. She has so many things going for her. When I think about it, she has accomplished so much from just owning herself and being herself. And there's no one in the world that I would rather be able to work with, because she's amazing. She's awesome. I can just talk about her forever, but I truly love what she does in terms of philanthropy, business, helping others. It's great overall. Oprah Winfrey, praise you, because you are a saint. All right, so number 12 is top three entrepreneur books of all time. Oh man, I have so many. That's really hard. Okay, I have a list of books on my phone that I have either read or have yet to read, and they're really good. So one of them is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens by Sean Covey. And I read this book because it's all about leadership, of course. And it's not just about leadership. It's also, or it's not just about business. It can also be applied to school and things of that nature. So it's not just for entrepreneurs. So I don't know if you would consider that an entrepreneur book, but I definitely do because it did teach me a lot about leadership, which can be used in your business, especially when working with others. And then another one that I love is Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. I'm still currently reading this book, but it's a kind of wake-up call. I'm really bad at explaining this book because I barely started it. I just started this, and I've been trying to read it for years now, but I could never get to it. So I was just like, Julie, you are going to get this book no matter what. It doesn't matter what you're saying or what you're thinking. You're just going to get it. So of course I finally got it and I'm reading it and I'm so excited. I got it on Kindle and woohoo, so excited. I think my third book would probably be Atomic Habits because that teaches you a lot about your habitual ways, what you do in daily life. I have not finished that book either. I have a problem with never finishing books. Not never, but it takes me a while to finish a book because I always switch from book to book to book all in a set period of time. So that can be annoying, but I'm working on it. So Atomic Habits, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens, and Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Those, I would say, are my three books that have probably impacted me the most in my business. So the 13th question is, where do you get your best work done? So I get my best work done in a kind of quiet setting. I usually work in my bedroom, but I've learned that I have to always be moving around. I can't be stagnant. I can't be in one room for weeks at a time doing work. I just have to move around my house, which could mean from the living room to the game room to my bedroom, the guest bedroom, anything of that, anything like that, because I simply just cannot stand being in a stagnant room. I just get tired of the atmosphere. I don't feel motivated. So I think the best way for me to work is to just find a quiet place and work, but it has to be different places. It's weird. Let me know if you guys also have those. DM me and let me know if you guys also have those situations happening, because I know I sure do. Number 14 is, you are working super late and need sustenance. What drink or snack items can we find on your desk? All right, so this is more of a situation question. All right, so I love a fruit, cheese, and nut bowl. So this is my favorite snack ever, and it's extremely healthy. So imagine grapes, all right, purple grapes, love those, and then cheese cubes, okay, what's it called? Oh, it's got a weird name. I don't know, but just cheese cubes, you know, the cool ones that you just pick up with a toothpick, eat, or just are on a platter of fruit. Those are cool. And then pecans. I love grapes, cheese cubes, and pecans all just in a awesome bowl. It just tastes so good. It's so healthy. It makes me feel so motivated to keep working, which makes no sense. It's just food, but it does. So that is just a little bit about what I eat. So a little bit about, that's what I would probably eat as a go-to snack. So the 15th thing I would say is 15th question is tapping or meditation. That's a great question. Tapping or meditation? I would say meditation. I'm not super into it, but my family definitely is. I'm trying really hard to get back into my groove of it. And meditation, definitely, because it really helps you calm your mind and take control of your energy, which I really like. You begin to focus on your internal being and kind of where you are at the moment, and it just takes you back to the present, especially when there's so much going on. You can go from here to here to here to here to here with all the deadlines and responsibilities and opportunities and things you must get done in time, right? So just meditating brings you back to the present, helps you focus. It's all great. It will all be good, I promise. Okay, so the 16th question, the final question, is what is the best advice you can give to someone who wants to be an entrepreneur? All right, so I can say do it. Just do it. Okay, I'm bringing in the Nike quote because I know that I had always waited or was waiting until I was out of college because I thought that was normal. I should get my education out of the way first, which nothing is wrong with that. That is how a lot of people start their own business. They aren't actually a teenager doing it. But if you are my age and you are looking to start a business, I would say just do it. I did have doubters, some in my own family that weren't supportive of my business just because they didn't think I would take it seriously. They didn't take it seriously. All that good stuff. So definitely just start it. Don't worry about what other people are saying or thinking because that can only bring you down. And in the end, at the end of the day, you're the only one there for you. And this is business. This business isn't benefiting those other doubters, of course, because they might not even want to be a part of it. This is only benefiting you and your clients and that mutual agreement, okay? So I wouldn't trust those doubters because they're only one bringing you down to doubting your instincts, and don't let them have control over what you're doing. Okay, you would take control of your own life. All right, guys, so thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening into my very first podcast. If you want more, DM me some guest speakers that you would love to have on the podcast. I love having guest speakers. Of course, I haven't done any yet, but I do have some on my mind of some I would just like to interview. So thank you guys so much for watching, and I will see you guys all in my next podcast.